You're listening to SBS News.
Commonwealth countries, including Australia, have fired a 41-gun salute to honour Prince Philip. The practice follows the British tradition of firing 21 rounds for a royal salute, and an additional 20 rounds when fired from a royal park. The 99-year-old royal died at Windsor Castle, with Queen Elizabeth reportedly by his side, after being released from hospital several weeks ago. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Prince Philip had a significant connection with Australia.
There are many towering figures that the world has lost and known, but few have been before us in our lifetimes for such a long time. His presence and service, a reassurance, a reminder of the stability we so often need in a world that can be so uncertain. Let us be there now for you, Your Majesty, and allow us to send our love to you on this, I am sure, one of your most sad of days.
Prince Philip visited Australia 21 times, attending the opening of the 1956 Melbourne Olympics and accompanying the Queen during historic moments for Australia. Elizabeth described her husband as the source of her strength and stay. The pair had been married since 1947, and he was the longest-serving consort of a reigning British monarch. As the monarch's representative in Australia, Governor-General David Hurley delivered news of Prince Philip's death to Australians. He says Prince Philip, a former naval cadet, had close ties with the Australian Navy, serving as the only senior commander from overseas.
As we mourn, we should also reflect and give thanks for His Royal Highness's lifetime of service, devotion and commitment. On behalf of the Australian people, I extend our deepest condolences to Her Majesty and her family, to the people of the Commonwealth, and to all people who will share in this sad news. We give thanks for the Duke of Edinburgh's service, his loyal and loving devotion to Her Majesty, and his commitment to Australia, the Commonwealth, and all her people. May he rest in peace.
Australians across the political spectrum have paid tribute. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard recalls fond memories of a man of duty with a sense of fun. Another former Prime Minister John Howard says Prince Philip was a remarkable man who left a strong impression on those who met him.
He combined obligations of the office, the privilege of serving as the Queen's consort, with an individual capacity to make his mark. He had a great sense of humour. He gave short shrift to political correctness when he encountered it, and that endeared him to millions of people.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says his hope is that people are uplifted by the Duke's example. Prince Philip served as a patron or a president of nearly 50 organisations in Australia, and guided young Australians to be future leaders through the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese, whose son benefited from the Duke of Edinburgh's award programme, says Prince Philip improved the lives of many young people.
While we mourn the death of Prince Philip, our grief is at least softened by the fact that we are also celebrating a long and a truly remarkable life. His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, knew war and peace, knew empire and commonwealth, turbulence and tranquility. Throughout it all, he never lost his famously irreverent sense of humour, nor his equally celebrated dedication to public service.
The Duke of Edinburgh's Award was set up by Prince Philip in 1956 to motivate boys aged 15 as they negotiated the transition into adulthood to develop leadership skills. The programme was made available to girls in 1958 and later spread to more than 130 countries. Peter Kay is the CEO of the award programme in Australia. He says it was the Prince's passion project.
He was a hands-on, he was a working chair, but he was also the lead salesman He was the one that was out there advocating it, and I'd seen him in action. He was constantly obliging people. He was dynamic. If he walked in the room now and you said, "Sir, how's the award going?" and name any one of the 130 countries, he would give you facts and figures. You know, he was right there. He was 12 out of 10.
Flags across Australia from the Sydney Harbour Bridge to Parliament House were set at half-mast to honour Prince Philip. But some of his trips to Australia generated international headlines for controversial comments, including once asking an Aboriginal elder if Indigenous people still threw spears at each other. Federal Greens Senator Lydia Thorpe, who spoke at an Indigenous Deaths in Custody rally, says Indigenous Australians do not agree with the Aboriginal flag being lowered to mourn the Duke.
I just asked if these colonisers got permission to lower our flag.
No, yes, they didn't.
And the answer is no.
National Chair of the Australian Monarchist League, Philip Benwell, says Prince Philip's remarks have sometimes been misunderstood, but he had an enduring fascination with Australia.
He would visit factories, he would go on bushwalks, he would visit wildlife. His interest was in everything that he saw. I mean, he was the sort of person that wanted to be friendly with people, and he would often make a joke, which sometimes was taken the wrong way. But he didn't mean any offence. He was just trying to lighten the mood as he passed by.
Prince Philip's death comes just 2 months before his 100th birthday on June 10th. He is survived by his wife, Queen Elizabeth, their daughter, Princess Anne, and their three sons, Prince Charles, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward. He also leaves behind 8 grandchildren. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.